This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy vowed Tuesday that mail-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. He suspended all changes at the agency until after the election. Critics have said the changes could have kept millions of votes from being sent to elections officials to be counted. Mail-in voting in the United States starts in some states as early as September. DeJoy said in a statement on Tuesday the agency is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. DeJoy also said mail processing equipment at postal centers and blue mail collection boxes on streets throughout the United States will remain where they are. No mail processing facilities will be closed. In recent days, in some cities, the Post Agency was seen removing some of the boxes from street corners, leading to allegations that DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor and now a political appointee, was trying to help President Trump win re-election by curbing mail-in voting. The World Health Organization's director general on Tuesday warned against what he called vaccine nationalism, countries putting their own interests ahead of others in trying to ensure supplies of a possible vaccine. At the agency's weekly briefing in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said nationalism exacerbated the pandemic and contributed to the total failure of the global supply chain. He noted shortages of protective gear when the pandemic first hit were caught, the nation hoarding resources. The world has seen nearly 22 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started, according to figures tallied by Johns University. More than 76,000 people have died of the illness. VOA News. Today, UN tribunal found one guilty of 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq. Three other defendants have been acquitted. The Netherlands-based tribunal found Salim Jamil Ayat guilty of all counts, including the intent to hide a Hariri, and 21 cancer was killed. He was also guilty of the murder of 220 other people injured and conspiracy to commit terrorist attacks and explosives. But the court said it could not be a reasonable doubt that the defense were part of the conspiracy. None of the defense, although the Hezbollah operatives have been seen in years, they were tried and charged to conviction of the one Hariri son, former Prime Minister Hariri. It is a statement saying, as a quote, for the history of many political assassins Lebanon has witnessed, Lebanese no truth, and for time truth is revealed. Soldiers in Mali's held in Tuesday taking the President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta and the Prime Minister Boubacar into custody. A reporter for VOA French Africa Service says the President arrested his house on Tuesday and attained military camp in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away. The Prime Minister was taken to the same camp. Another in the Kati Bay region, they reported Mali told way English to Africa. The soldiers went rampage, got to the arrest, started shooting in the air, and then cut off access. That was a quote. No one supported in the arrest. Earlier Tuesday, Norwegian embassy in Mali reported that a random meeting was underway. While this is national stay home, the U.S. and Bamako has held staff to shell police. More Americans stay from major demonstrations, police, and military activity. Critics made them for following comment of the stuff and the U.S. lost insurgents in session L.A. in April at the Constitutional Court results for this parliamentary election. And Kate Barry take a majority of the Danes. And more workers' rights, he passed a terrible written President Alexander Pushka. He extended his sixth term, and then he looked at detractors' content. One week, thousands of workers came off the job Monday, which them did. Here, remote, I'm Marissa from Washington. You'll listen to your news.